I'm Steve Jess with a look at Montana news. Senator John Tester says a forest management reform bill co-sponsored by Montana Republican Ryan Zinke that recently passed in the U.S. House will have a tougher time in the Senate. The bill scales back environmental reviews for some timber projects and makes it harder to file lawsuits that delay thinning projects. Tester says he appreciates the House effort to pursue timber reform, which he says must remain a top priority.
It's going to be hard to pass that in the Senate because you need to get as many different groups together as you possibly can so you can build coalitions in the Senate to pass stuff. When it comes to forest management, it is a hot topic. The more people you can get together, the more groups in the Senate you can bring together, the better off you're going to be as far as solving this problem.
Tester says the House's Resilient Federal Forests Act focuses too heavily on cutting timber. He says he'd like to see more wilderness designation and recreational opportunities in any final forest management reform. The FBI and the U.S. Department of Labor are investigating the bankruptcy of a Montana appliance and electronics store that rendered its employee stock ownership plan worthless. The FBI last week notified former Vans employees of the investigation. Investigators are asking the ex-employees if they believed the stock plan was intended to provide for their retirement and how the loss of the stock program affected them. The letter also asks former employees to describe any interactions with former company executives that appeared questionable. The U.S. Senate this week passed an update to the No Child Left Behind education law. The Every Child Achieves Act is the first education reform measure to clear the Senate in over 13 years. Senator John Tester, himself a former teacher and school board member, describes the bill as a great step forward.
It takes away the high-stake testings. It takes away making every school being judged as they're the same unit, and they're not. And so there's a lot of good things in this Every Child Achieves Act. It's why I voted for it. I think it's why 80 other people also voted for it.
Tester offered an amendment to the measure to reduce the number of federally mandated student tests, but it gained little traction and failed to make it into the final measure. A more conservative version of the bill passed the House. Among other differences, it would allow federal funds to go with students who transfer from low-income schools to schools in less impoverished areas. The two chambers now must work out the differences between the two measures. A train derailed in northeastern Montana last night, spilling an estimated 35,000 gallons of crude oil. The U.S. Department of Transportation says a hazardous materials team used earthen dams to contain the spill east of the small town of Culbertson near the North Dakota line. About 30 people living within a half mile of the spill were evacuated temporarily. A Montana man was sentenced today to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors claimed his cramming schemes tricked people across the nation into paying as much as $70 million in unauthorized charges on their phone bills. Federal Judge Dana Christensen also ordered Stephen Sam of Stevensville to forfeit $500,000. Motorcycle daredevil Robbie Knievel is jumping 26 cars instead of a bar to celebrate his newfound sobriety after a DUI arrest. Because organizers missed an insurance deadline, the sobriety jump will take place in Uptown Butte on July 25th as part of a three-day sports festival named for his dad, Evil Knievel. That's a look at Montana news. I'm Steve Jess.